This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
We go back to Alex Jones inside the Big Tech hearings today.
Characterized WikiLeaks as a non-state hostile intelligence service. This committee has agreed with that assessment now for a couple of years in a row. Yet both WikiLeaks, which propagated some of the leaked emails in the 2016 election from the Democrats, remain active on both Facebook and Twitter, as does Julian Assange. Ms. Hamburg, could you explain why Facebook continues to allow their accounts to be active?
I'm not going to defend WikiLeaks, and I'm not going to defend the actions of any page or actor.
Well, I am.
WikiLeaks has been public information. It's available broadly on other media, and as such, it doesn't violate our terms of service, and it remains up on our site.
And Mr. Dorsey?
So we also have not found any violation of our terms of service, but we are open, as always, to any law enforcement insight that would indicate a violation of our terms.
Thank you. My time has nearly expired. Again, I want to commend your companies for making you available and both of you for appearing. I would urge both your companies or any company like yours to consider whether or not they want to be partners in the fight against our adversaries in places like Beijing and Moscow and Pyongyang and Tehran, as opposed to even-handed or neutral arbiters.
You know, here is the problem. I think I just realized it with Congress. Because of the absconding of power by these unelected bureaucracies, Congress feels powerless. And so they get up there like a bunch of wussies, and they won't ask real questions. They skate around the issues, and they put in their time, and they leave. And they don't do a damn thing. They need to realize they have all the power. There is no FBI in the Constitution. There's no CIA in the Constitution. The only reason these bureaucracies exist is because they have congressional approval. But these congressmen, they sit up there like a bunch of weak-kneed fops, and they let, we're going to have a big hearing. Like, let's make some big deal out of some big tech censorship hearing. You don't even ask them any real questions. You don't even address any real issues. And you let Sheryl Sandberg sit up there like some sort of hero who's protecting us from Russia. Yeah. Yeah, people really get on Facebook and are like, is Russia here? Is this Russian propaganda? Is that Russian propaganda? Is that Russia? Where's Russia? Oh my gosh, Facebook, please stop Russia from getting into my life via Facebook. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? It's Russia. They're everywhere. Oh! No. No, it's thousands of conservatives being censored off Twitter. It's thousands of conservatives being censored off Facebook. It's just pathetic. You know what it's like? It's like in Austin Powers, when Dr. Evil puts Austin Powers behind the closed door in the lava pit, and Scott's like, why don't you just shoot him in the head? You're going to put him back at that door, and he's going to get away. That's what they do every time. Here comes the big tech giants. There they are. You've got them. You know what they're doing. Why don't you ask them a real question? Ask them how they got their money. Ask them how they started. Ask them why conservatives are being censored. Nope. They close the door on the lava pit, and they make sure the tech giants have a way to escape because they want to make the next movie. It's just a big show, man. I'm telling you, it's just a big ceremony up there at Congress. Just a big old ceremony. Bunch of self-aggrandizing grandstanders. Weak-kneed pathetic fops who let the bad guy get away every time. Hillary Clinton, James Comey, John Brennan. It just goes on and on and on.
We've got a problem with big tech censorship. Let's call them in.
What did you ask them? How they're stopping the Russians. You failed, Congress. You failed again. You failed. You failed. You failed us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Alex Jones is in D.C. tearing the swamp apart. What happens when a man like Alex Jones and a man like Donald Trump gets to D.C.? The cowards and the frauds and the rats and the criminals start scrambling and flopping around like a fish out of water. That's why there's been panic since Trump won the presidential election. That's why there is total panic today when Alex Jones went to D.C. See, I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to say it one more time, and we're going back to Alex Jones at a press conference here. The D.C. swamp is a bunch of frauds and a bunch of cowards. It's all controlled. It's all keep the status quo. It's all don't step out of line. Don't ruffle any feathers. That's not Donald Trump, is it? That's not Alex Jones, is it? They don't want them in D.C. D.C. is all about control. It's all about the establishment. It's all about maintaining the status quo and not making people think critically. Dumbing it down. A bunch of just, I mean, it's just, it's what, and it's an overall thing what they want for America. Like, everybody gets a participation award. Everyone's a winner. No, not everyone's a winner. Someone loses. So, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to ask Jack Dorsey a tough question. I don't want to ask Sheryl Sandberg a tough question. Oh, my gosh, Alex Jones is talking to Marco Rubio. We can't have that. Don't you know Alex Jones is a madman? Cowards and frauds occupy our nation. What is the antidote to a coward and a fraud? A real man, a real woman, asking real questions in real time. And worms like Marco Rubio get exposed by real men like Alex Jones. Worms like... what's the Democrat congressman named? Keith Ellison. Worms like Keith Ellison get exposed by real women like Laura Loomer. Cowards and frauds get exposed by real men and women. And I'm looking for a few good men and women to join the InfoWars army to expose these cowards and frauds and make sure that nobody else can be like Marco Rubio and not know who Alex Jones and InfoWars is. Let's make sure that everybody knows who InfoWars is, and let's invade the 3D physical realm with InfoWars propaganda. Obama signed it into law. You legally do propaganda now. That's why China, you know, is running things. That's why the Democrats can put out their propaganda against Trump and consider it all legal. Obama signed it into law. It's like they're allowed to propagandize the public. They're allowed to have their organizations and their outrage and their protests. But if we want to do that, we're the bad guys. So I say, no, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to beat you at it. One man. You watch. One man. There's no crew behind me. I've got some people that built the website. I'm one man. I'm going to make the InfoWars Army more powerful than any leftist group could ever imagine. One man with the will and the desire, like Alex Jones, to expose the swamp frauds and the swamp cowards today in D.C. Here's Alex Jones at a press conference.
I'm going to say why I'm here.
Say sorry to the Sandy Hook fans, Alex.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives when the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech. So I want regulations like the First Amendment to be enforced to say you're not going to violate people's free speech. You're not going to be able to shut people down like this. And I'm also here to be able to face my accusers. This is the 11th hearing they've had where they make up all these incredible lies about me and others to sell the end of the First Amendment. And so that's why I'm here to expose this. I'm here to speak out about this. And I'm here to discuss the reality that there is an attempted purge of the First Amendment taking place in this country. And Apple and Google have already moved to China and are helping round up political dissidents.
Pause it right there. Pause it real quick. Let me explain something again. And I'm sorry to be hammering this point, but this is the point you need to understand. No one else is doing this. No one else is doing what Alex Jones is doing. No one else is going to D.C. and actually addressing this issue. Everyone is ignoring it. Nobody wants to press the status quo in D.C. A bunch of cowards and frauds. You've got Donald Trump and no one else. Thank God for Alex Jones for doing his press conference because no one else would have done it. Let's go back to Alex Jones breaking the truth into the D.C. swamp.
China and helping round people up. And now Google's officially moving to China to run their whole grid of true authoritarianism. It's the New York Times that lied to me.
Google's not here.
I understand. They all made that decision together. Facebook, Google, Apple, as a consortium, made the decision to deplatform me, to lie about me, and to set the precedent to start deplatforming everybody else. And it's happening to everybody now who's a libertarian or conservative. The dominoes are falling. The First Amendment's being destroyed. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than they can chew, and what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this, shame on the mainstream corporate media, shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. These big monopolies need to be broken up, and these are digital commons, they've said in their own words, and under federal law, and they shouldn't be in there controlling what individuals are saying in those private discussions and in those discussions online if it's not criminal what's being said and what's being done. They let Antifa and all the Democrats organize crime and murder and criminal activity on Facebook and Twitter. But if somebody like me makes fun of somebody, or if I say don't sexualize kids, then they sit there and take that down. And also what the corporate media does, because he brings up Sandy Hook, is they take things I know. You did. If you want me to answer your question, I will. You're just going to see part of stuff.
Go ahead. Are you sorry?
Judith Miller lied about WMDs, over a million Iraqis got killed. But everybody says she's a great lady. I sit there because people online questioned Sandy Hook 5 years ago. I listen to the ideas, and for years I've said I believe it happened, and I've apologized if things I said taken out of context hurt people's feelings. But the corporate media will then never, ever run all the dozens and dozens and dozens of times that I sat there.
Exactly. This is what they do. So they have their buzzword. So here's Alex Jones bringing up a real issue in real time in front of the media. Dozens of members of the media there getting more attention than any other member of the media would ever get on D.C. because they're a bunch of cowards and frauds. And he hits a real issue, and he's hitting it home, and he's pounding the truth. And so what does the radical leftist do when the truth hits home? They have to bring up the big lie. They have to bring up the big buzzword. Sandy Hook, Alex! Sandy Hook! And so then they divert from the real issue that Alex is talking about, and then they don't actually tell you what the truth is about Sandy Hook and how Alex Jones said 100 times that he said people died at Sandy Hook. So they go with the lie. This is their tactic. Here's Alex Jones, and this is why they're going to lose, folks. You can't beat the truth with lies. They don't get it. But they've had control over the entire news spectrum until now. So they have been able to beat truth with lies. But now the truth is reverberating thanks to people like you and Alex Jones having the guts to go down to D.C. and address these people. So here's Alex Jones hitting the real issues that all the other cowards and frauds in D.C. won't hit. So some scumbag lefty's going to say, Sandy Hook! Sandy Hook! Sandy Hook! Because the truth is defeating them. That's like the Wicked Witch of the West getting hit by water is a radical leftist communist getting hit with the truth. I'm melting! Sandy Hook, I'm melting! Right, let's go back to Jones.
Media lied, and I'll offer people $1 million that can find this. The corporate media lied, and CNN CNN called for me to be taken off YouTube and everywhere else, saying that I said no one died at Parkland and they were crisis actors. That is not what I said. I said the police stood down. And then people pointed out that out of 3,000 students, the four they used in the media bragged on NBC News that they were in the drama club. And I said they were well-spoken, anti-gun young people. That's why they were chosen. Saying people were in the drama club so they're well-spoken is not saying they're crisis actors and nobody died. And the corporate media then rebooted that because that's what they do, like babies in incubators, which didn't die. And they had hearings in here in 1991, 1990, claiming that Saddam's people in Kuwait took little babies out and bashed their brains out. And that's how they started the invasion that later killed millions and millions of people. So hold on. If this Senate has had hearings in this building and in other buildings lying and saying that Saddam Hussein bashed babies' brains out to launch a war, people then have a right to question corporate media.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and later if you find out it happens,
it's your time
now. You believe it
it's your time
happened.
To go to your city councils. It's your time to go to local government. It's your time to go on the street corner. It's your time to take the bully pulpit. It's your time to go to the state capitol building on the steps. It's your time. It's your time to go into the real world and deal with these people. Fight the web of lies with the truth in the 3D realm. It will have victory. You just have to do it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've just received breaking news. The crew is bringing me the story right now. But before I get to that, I have to plug. I barely plugged today. It's your support that funds everything. And honestly, we need more crew. We need more everything. We're in the middle of building a brand new studio. It's going to be the most technically advanced studio in the news media when it launches. We're fighting multiple frivolous lawsuits, and we're trying to expand and hire a new crew. And obviously, this is in the middle of all the censorship. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is more important now than ever. And we've got great specials running right now, including 50% off the ultimate bone broth formula. This is the best bone broth formula you're going to find out there. And it's already the best price at $39.95, but we've slashed that in half. 50% off the ultimate bone broth formula right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the new and improved bone broth. It's the best bone broth formula out there. And for the price point, there is zero comparison. It's not even close. Take advantage. 50% off the ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, check out household items. You see, we make it easy on you to support InfoWars and everything we do here so that Alex can take a crew of five and make sure we document and camera and edit everything properly while he goes to D.C. to invade the swamp. It's not cheap. We do fly just, you know, normal coach or whatever, just like everyone else. We don't do first class, you know, charter planes or anything like that, like the other big guys do. We're all about getting the most out of the capital we can here. So we have household items like toothpaste. Everybody out there brushes their teeth, I would hope. So whatever toothpaste you have right now in your drawer, if it's not Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, it's time to change toothpastes. So get rid of the big corporate toothpaste and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. And we didn't just make some toothpaste formula and say, hey, please buy it. We made an amazing toothpaste formula, the best toothpaste formula that you're going to love. Read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself. And then put it on auto ship. So there's one household item you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you use shampoo on your hair? Yes. Well, thank God. We've got Emirates Essentials all-natural shampoo. We've got Emrex Essentials all-natural body wash. So replace whatever shampoo and body wash you're washing your body and hair with the InfoWars official Emrex Essentials all-natural shampoo and body wash. These are household items. Everyone uses them. Why not support InfoWarsStore.com? Why not support Alex Jones? Why not support InfoWars? We are fighting harder than anyone else for America, and it's not even close. Sad to say, but it's not. I wish that weren't the case, but it is. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. Take advantage of the Labor Day specials. My goodness, I didn't even realize the Labor Day specials have been extended. It's 50% off like half the store right now. I didn't even mention it. It's like 50% off right now, half of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, an extended Labor Day special. Wow. All right. Oh, excuse me. Breaking news. This is at InfoWars.com right now. Jerome Corsi subpoenaed by Deep State Master Mueller. That is the headline. So now our own Dr. Jerry Corsi has now been subpoenaed by Robert Mueller in the fake witch hunt Russiagate.
keep getting closer to Trump's inner circle, Mueller, and see what happens. Good luck. And it's all over. InfoWars is all over the news today. Alex Jones invades the D.C. swamp, panics the frauds and cowards, and Dr. Jerry Corsi, our own Dr. Jerry Corsi, gets subpoenaed by Robert Mueller. InfoWars.com. But Marco Rubio's never heard of us. He's never heard of us, ladies and gentlemen. He lives under a rock. In fact, let's just call him Rocco Rubio, because he lives under a rock. Roger Stone is going to be taking over in half an hour here, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Then he's hosting the first hour of the War Room, and then I will take over the final 2 hours of that with some updates for you on the InfoWars Army. Enlist today at InfoWarsArmy.com. But you know what? So that's breaking news. I've got some other news here that I didn't really get to. In fact, you know what? Let me go to this image right now. There is a comic that was put out by some leftist comic cartoonist. But this comic shows you everything that is currently wrong with the left mindset in America. And it shows you how the propaganda has been used against the brainwashed minions to make them totally see something that's not there. So let me explain this to radio listeners. Infowars.com/show is where you can watch us. You've got an American flag all muddied and dirtied up with a KKK man on there with a torch. Trump on there, like a fat, you know, Humpty Dumpty looking Trump that says bigot boy. You've got strongman Putin flexing his muscles. You've got a white guy holding up a Nazi flag. And then you've got Trump saying, stop disrespecting the flag. And then you have the words Pence anthem stunt on the flag. And Trump lies on the flag. This is the leftist view of America right now. Totally inaccurate. 100% fabricated. All propaganda, literal Chinese propaganda, literal Democrat Party propaganda that Obama signed into law and told you he would do. But this is the amazing thing about it. They're so stupid. They're so stupid in their own comic, they don't even see the rich irony. Let's bring on a crew member. Let's have a little fun here in the last minute and a half. Let me see if the crew can point this out. Can any member of the crew point out to me the greatest irony of this comic right now? Anyone from the crew, we've got a minute and a half, someone from the crew, get on the microphone, whoever can point out the hypocrisy or the irony, the rich irony of this comic right now, gets a prize. Anyone from the crew, does anyone see it? Bueller. Come on, crew, don't make us wait. The audience is going to think our crew is not very bright if we can't figure this one out, guys. Come on! Pence anthem stunt? With Colin Kaepernick taking a knee? And you don't see the irony? They have a whole comic with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Meanwhile, all of the propaganda against America, put the image back up. Some bigot Trump, some Nazi, some KKK member, Putin flexing his muscles, and they're saying, stop disrespecting the flag. As Kaepernick takes a knee, and they actually put Pence anthem stunt on the flag while they write a comic supporting an anthem stunt. This is the lunacy of the left. This is the leftist derangement of their vision of America, folks. I'm dead serious. This is why these people need to be institutionalized. Now, unfortunately, we can't do that. We're not tyrants. We're not authoritarians. So I'm not calling for their institutionalism. I'm just saying, if we wanted to solve the problems that the deranged radical left is going to cause to this country, if we want to stop the collapse of society, these people need to be institutionalized. They are brainwashed.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Don't act like you don't know my name, Marco Rubio. Don't act like you don't know Alex Jones' name. Don't act like you don't know InfoWars.
I've got a few friends in Florida that texted me after they saw that. They're like, you know, I kind of grew to like Marco Rubio after the election. He's been saying some good things. He hasn't been a total anti-Trump conservative. But after seeing him acting like he has no idea who Alex Jones is, they said, well, there's no doubt now Marco Rubio is a coward and a fraud. Bubba boy. How amazing is it? I'm sorry, can we pull up this one more time? You've got a leftist comic that shows you the leftist brainwashing vision of America. Really sad that this is what the Chinese propaganda of CNN and the Democrat Party has done to America. Like that's what I'm saying. These people are literally being propagandized by the communist Chinese to destroy America. Do you understand that? Apparently they don't get it yet, but that's what you're being propagandized by Chinese communists right now. And if you really, I mean, like, we could take this a step further if you really want to know who you're in bed with here. Okay? It's the same people that just got out of bed at a hot dog and pizza party. Okay? That's who you're in bed with. But they write this comic that shows you their brainwashing vision of America, that shows you they've been totally propagandized to hate America, to destroy themselves, total Stockholm syndrome. And the whole purpose of the cartoon is to support Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem. But in the same comic, they actually make fun of doing an anthem stunt. They use the Pent anthem stunt as an insult to America, but then they support the anthem stunt of Colin Kaepernick. Which it all comes out. He was working with Nike the whole time. Where does Nike manufacture its apparel? China. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Now, again, here is the propaganda we're talking about from the Daily Beast. It might as well just be called the Daily Pile of Crap. So the Daily Pile of Crap, also known as the Daily Beast, publishes this story yesterday. Here's the headline. Why young men of color are joining white supremacist groups. And this deranged Aaron Gupta, somehow, I'm telling you folks, these people are so mentally deranged they need to be institutionalized. They really do. I'm saying this in peace and love. I am saying this not in hate. I'm saying this not to try to bring an enemy down. I'm saying this in peace and love. I'm saying this because I care about my fellow Americans. I'm saying this because I care about my fellow humans. You need to be mentally evaluated and you need to be put in a mental institution, okay? I'm not trying to be mean. You have serious mental problems. You have Stockholm syndrome. You have Trump derangement syndrome. You have been totally propagandized. You are a minion. You are a 1984 propagandized puppet. And again, this article, just like the comic, summarizes all of it for you. So instead of looking in the mirror at their own warped view of reality that says, why are men of color, they say, why are black men and Latino men joining Proud Boys? Why are black men and Latino men supporting Trump? We labeled them white supremacists. So like they label you something and then it's true. So there's that level of delusion. There's that level of hubris. We labeled these groups white supremacists. Why are all these black guys joining them? Patriot Prayer's leader is half Japanese. Black and brown faces march with the Proud Boys. Is the future of hate multicultural? So they label someone a white supremacist group with no proof, total lies, total propaganda, totally propagandized. And then they see black people in that group, brown people in that group, all multicultural, total. See, the multiculturalism that they lack. See, the left is all white haters. The left is a bunch of white haters that failed at multiculturalism, except bringing in a bunch of radical Muslims that want to blow us up and bringing in a bunch of MS-13 gang members that want to kill people to get into their gangs. And so they realize their attempt at multiculturalism is a total fraud, a total fake, and totally failed. And so what do? They point their finger and they say, you're a white supremacist group. We're the arbiters of truth and characterization. You're a white supremacist group. No evidence, no fact. We just say so. And then what happens? The quote-unquote white supremacist group that they labeled is now full of black people, brown people, and all different people of ethnic cultures. Why? Because it was never a white supremacist group. But the mentally deranged folks, and I'm not trying to be insulting here. I'm being dead serious. These are mental patients. They need to be institutionalized. They have severe, severe mental problems, folks. Instead of looking at a situation and saying, I labeled these people a white supremacist group, but it's full of black and brown people. Instead of for one second thinking, maybe that's not a white supremacist group. Instead of for, because if they had that thought, they'd realize that's the case. But no, they're so brainwashed. They're so committed to the propaganda that they've been fed. They are so mentally deranged that instead of for 1 second thinking, maybe that's not a white supremacist group, instead, what do they say? White supremacist groups are now becoming multicultural. Again, the headline from the daily pile of crap known as the Daily Beast. Why young men of color are joining white supremacist groups. So instead of the left realizing that they've been wrong, they've falsely labeled these groups white supremacist groups. They've fallen for propaganda. They've been totally brainwashed. They are the dumbest of the dumb. Instead of for 1 second looking in the mirror and saying, maybe these aren't white supremacist groups. How do I explain all of these black and brown people in these groups I labeled as white supremacist? Instead of for 1 second, just one inkling of a thought saying maybe they're not white supremacists, no. Their hatred for white people in America is fully committed to. They are totally brainwashed and dumbed down and have mental problems. So what do they say? White supremacist groups are now becoming multicultural. Now, if that doesn't show you how brainwashed and mentally deranged these people are, I don't know what will. And while I don't think that we should be calling for re-education camps, obviously, I don't think we should do mass institutions, mass institutionalization of these people. I'm American. They have the right to free speech. They have the right to, you know, choose to be total morons and total propagandized idiots. That's their right. What I'm saying is these people are a threat to society. And the only way to actually solve it is to institutionalize all of them. That's it. Again, I'm not calling for that. They have the right to be, to say whatever they want. They have the right to think whatever they want. They have the right to be total morons. That's their right. And they have the right, and they're going to try to destroy the society. That's what they're doing. Look at what they're doing in the Kavanaugh hearings. Look at what they do at the women's marches. Just look at them. Just go watch the videos that they banned from YouTube. Why did they ban the videos? Because they don't want you to see how mental these people are. They don't want you to see how brainwashed these people are. They don't want you to see that the minions of the Democrat Party are the lowest IQ, most uninformed, hateful, violent, and vitriolic people in America. They don't want you to see the truth, folks. But again, to show you the derangement, they now believe that the groups that they labeled them white supremacists, trying to wrap their minds, their tiny little minds, trying to wrap it around how black people and brown people are joining white supremacist groups, instead of for 1 second looking in the mirror, they're hubris, they're fraud, they're cowardice to look at themselves in the mirror and know how fake they are. They twist their minds around it. They twist it and they say, wow, white supremacist groups are multicultural now. Brainwashed, zombie, propagandized fools who need to be institutionalized before they bring this society into absolute chaos. That's where we are going. So that's what we're going to expect because it's not going to happen. So get ready for mass chaos. The brainwashed masses of the Democrat Party are coming.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones is in D.C. He went to the swamp, he surprised them, and they all panicked.
No! Not Alex Jones! That man! He tells truth in the world of lies! He has a backbone and a spine! He's not afraid to say it like it is! We're a bunch of cowards and frauds in D.C.! We can't have Alex Jones here! Don't you know Trump is enough? Look at what Trump has done to us! We're pulling our hair out! We don't know what to do about Trump! God forbid Alex Jones is here now! Oh!
But no. Alex Jones is standing up for free speech, ladies and gentlemen. Putting it all on the line. Who's done more for free speech in this country than Alex Jones? Who has done more to stand up for this country outside of the government, which is Trump, and that's it, pretty much? Who has done more to stand up for the censorship against conservatives and Trump supporters on social media than Alex Jones? No one. Now, Alex Jones is leading by example, folks. And the InfoWars Army is what's coming next. Stay tuned for updates on that. You can enlist at InfoWarsArmy.com. But there's a dynamic happening behind the scenes that I kind of want to explain to people, too, where everybody knows about the censorship happening right now on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and everything. So
when Alex Jones got banned from YouTube, and then slowly everyone was getting banned from YouTube, David Knight, The War Room, Roger Stone, and everything, I had a brief meeting with Alex to discuss what to do with my personal YouTube channel, which was inactive for years and was just kind of floating out there. This is where I had done all of my old broadcasts, hundreds of videos that I'd been doing for 5 years, ever since I began to pivot from sports to politics. Well, yesterday, YouTube terminated my channel, but I'm already getting off the point. So anyway, I talked to Alex, and we were debating what to do, and he said, look, just leave it there. Don't upload to it. Just let it sit there. They won't ban you. Just let your stuff sit there and maybe bring it up later, but just leave it. So I was a bad boy, and I disobeyed Daddy, and I uploaded. Yeah. I uploaded a few things, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't upload anything that violated the terms of service. I didn't do any illegal live streaming to circumvent them banning the Alex Jones Show or the War Room from going live. They already threatened me against that. We dealt with that issue. Didn't upload any videos that were banned, and was not uploading the Alex Jones Show, was not uploading the War Room or anything that they'd banned. Just a couple videos that were my reports from the old Alex Jones YouTube channel, and just a couple of new videos that I had shot. And then YouTube terminated my channel and sent me an email saying that you've been terminated for electronic circumvention. This is a new one where if you're going to re-air or rebroadcast or put up somebody like Alex Jones, you're going to get banned for what they're calling electronic circumvention. But oops, I wasn't guilty of that. Now, why am I telling you this story? Not because it's about me. It's so that you can understand what's going on behind the scenes. So CNN gets in touch with their people at YouTube. They have direct lines, and they found that my channel was still active and that I'd still been uploading a few videos and a few of my reports, mostly just uploading my street interviews, showing you how radical and ignorant the left is, the minions of CNN. Of course, Brian Stelter wants that banned. So CNN calls up YouTube, and what do they say? They say, there is a channel right now, Owen Schroyer channel. He's a reporter for InfoWars. He's rebroadcasting the content from Alex Jones that you have banned and censored and determined as hate speech. You have to terminate his channel. So no violation of community service, no three strikes, one strike, you're out. Electronic circumvention is what they called it. So here's what happens. So CNN calls up YouTube, says they're circumventing getting Alex Jones' message out. They're taking these broadcasts and they're putting it on the Owen Schroyer channel. Oops, that wasn't what I was doing. Not even close. So I appealed my suspension, or excuse me, my termination with YouTube. YouTube got back to me. They're looking into it. You blew it. Because here's the point. You see, the people at YouTube that receive these calls from CNN believe CNN. And so when CNN calls them and says, the Owen Schroyer YouTube channel is rebroadcasting the Alex Jones Show, you have to shut it down, they believe them, and so they pull the trigger. And they shut it down because they think CNN's a truthful organization. Oops. And then what happens? I appeal the termination. It turns out that the CNN report that they called in on my channel was a lie, and I didn't rebroadcast anything. There was no electronic circumvention of anything. So we'll see how that goes. Or is Twitter going to commit to the quote-unquote electronic circumvention? No three strikes, no warning, just terminate your channel, hundreds of videos, millions of views, you're done. Is that now what YouTube and the rest of them are going to do, even when you're not doing it? Hey, they lied about what Alex Jones said and removed him, so what's going to stop them? Besides, three strikes, that's a little too many. They'd like to just erase you immediately. So we'll let you know how that goes. Now, there's other news breaking today. In fact, quite crazy news, to be honest. In fact, if you're, you know, we don't get into much of the paranormal here, folks, but, I mean, if you think the political news is crazy, people that follow the paranormal news, it's just as insane as everything. If you follow politics, as insane as all the politics and the news and politics is right now, the news and the paranormal is just as insane. It is crazy what's going on right now. Like, huge lagoons just that span hundreds of acres just disappearing overnight. Beaches having their the beachfront dropped 20 feet. Nobody knows. Just gone. I mean, I'm not even going to get to the objects that have been filmed in the sky and other such things. It's just crazy. Anyway, here's some of this, though. In fact, guys, has there been an update on this? There was a flight at JFK today that was quarantined. Hundreds of passengers on the airplane got sick. The crew had to be removed via an ambulance, and the flight was quarantined. Do we have any new news on this, guys? So over 100 people all of a sudden get ill and have fevers and coughing and everything and a big fit. They quarantine the plane on the tarmac. They remove the crew and take them to a hospital via an ambulance. So that's pretty wild stuff. So it seems to me like this is still kind of a mystery, guys. It seems to me that they still don't know too much as we are looking at it now. So the flight arrived at JFK from Dubai and was immediately quarantined, and the crew was immediately removed via ambulance and taken to the hospital. So that's all we know right now. This has been an ongoing story, but pretty freaky stuff. You also had, and again, guys, see if there's any new details of this one, ranting pickup driver repeatedly rams news studio in Dallas, Texas. Now, they're not giving much information on this, but look, I'm not going to make any assumptions at the risk of being wrong here, but I think we all know what this is. A man ranting and raving, screaming high treason, and hurling hundreds of papers and documents into the air after he rammed his truck into the Fox News studio in Dallas. This is the local Fox affiliate in Dallas. A lunatic rams his car through the glass and then gets out of the car, starts ranting and raving, screaming high treason, and throwing a bunch of papers into the air. They're not giving us any details on the individual, or they're saying they don't know a motive behind it. You believe that? Do you believe that? So, we'll see if they admit what this really was ever. This was clearly politically motivated. I'll just put it at that. And it was a Fox News studio that got targeted, a man screaming high treason. Do I really have to wait for the experts to reach a conclusion here, to get the equation? I think the formula is pretty obvious, but they don't want you to know. It's the liberal media, it's the left media that is driving people to absolute lunacy and driving people to violence. Where even CNN today, Oliver Darcy admitted today Antifa is a violent group of people. CNN admitted it. CNN admitted that Antifa is violent today. Wow, first time ever. Thank God Alex Jones confronted Oliver Darcy today. He admitted it. Oliver Darcy admitted Antifa is a violent group of thugs. Finally. So yeah, why though? Why, Oliver Darcy? Why are a bunch of radical leftists in America a bunch of violent thugs? Who told them to be violent? Who motivated them to go out and commit violence? You did, CNN! You just admitted it on camera, you fools! Total victory. Roger Stone takes over in the fourth hour. He hosts the first hour of the War Room. And then I take over the final 2 hours of the War Room. It's total victory for InfoWars.com. Join the InfoWars Army and enlist today at InfoWarsArmy.com. You stay classy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.